listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what the baby would become. And of course, this time of year, I'm talking about the baby Jesus. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 31, we read, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." At Christmas time, we are rightly amazed at God in Jesus of Nazareth, taking on our humanity and starting his humanity like every human does, as a little dependent baby. Yet that beautiful baby did not stay a baby. He grew up to become exactly what the angel Gabriel told Mary he would become in Luke chapter 1. The focus of the angel's announcement to Mary wasn't Mary herself, but on a son to be named Jesus, which was a common name at that time. Gabriel went on to unmistakably identify this son, this child, as the Messiah predicted by the Old Testament. He's the Messiah because he will be great. Has anybody influenced history more than Jesus Christ? In his days walking this earth, he never ruled a nation, he never commanded an army, he never established a family dynasty, he was never materially rich, he never had more than a few moments of popularity, and in the end, everyone turned against him, and virtually all of his friends forsook him. Yet at this moment and throughout the centuries, literally millions of people would gladly die for him. Has there ever been a greater man than Jesus of Nazareth? No, there hasn't. But then again, he will be called the Son of the Highest. Jesus would be the son of Mary, but not only her son. He would also be and be known as the Son of God. He was a man, no doubt, but also more than a man. He was and is the unique Son of God. He will occupy the throne of his father David. Jesus was the Messiah promised to King David of old in 2 Samuel chapter 7, who has the rightful authority to rule over Israel, and of his kingdom there will be no end. All parents who have held a newborn have wondered what would become of that gift of life cradled in their arms. Mary and Joseph had an advantage. An express word from God, delivered by an angel, to answer that question. And it all was demonstrated to be gloriously true. He is great, the greatest one ever to walk, and all of history recognizes him as such. He lived out the claim that he was the unique Son of God, God in the flesh, having left the ivory palaces of heaven to add humanity to his deity. Jesus reigns as king, now as a spiritual king over millions who would give their lives for him, and soon as a temporal king who will rule and reign over the kingdoms of this earth. Isn't it amazing to see what that baby would become?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.